Carol Ofori.
Mum's Moment is here again. And what is Mum's Moment? Is a space for us mums to get together and chat about parenting and just being mums. You know, the support we need to do what we got to do. And it's a community effort. It's a nation effort. It's an everybody effort raising kids. And so everybody's welcome to chip in. And it's been a very successful feature on Thursdays. People really weigh in. And I think we all walk away having learned something, or at least have a different perspective on something we may have had a different perspective of. And that's my aim in all of it, right? So today we're talking about kids and kids who are exposed to too much screen time, all right? Now, this means that kids are either on their cell phones, tablets, watching TV, playing video games for hours. Now, parents have often said that this is a sort of coping mechanism for them because, you know, it keeps the kids busy and occupied. And of course, we are going into a long weekend and it will keep them very busy and occupied. Long journeys, if you're taking the road, if you're flying, the kids will be on their tablet, whatever the case may be. However, a local study found by IOL News revealed that most SA parents exceed recommended screen limits for kids. Many don't realize the negative developmental impact it has on their kids. And now I'm going to play you a little snippet, right? Oprah had a very, very powerful conversation on her podcast recently with Dr. Anna Lemke, right? Who is a psychiatrist. She's also an addiction specialist. That's the key here, addiction specialist. She's also an author of a New York Times bestseller book called Dopamine Nation, Finding Balance in an Age of Indulgence, right? And we're basically talking about kids suffering from digital addiction. So here's what the doctor had to say to Oprah.
When you expose a child's brain to a digital drug that is incredibly reinforcing, it is inevitable that that child will get into this loop of addiction where they get into a state of craving and withdrawal when they don't have their drug. So when I see these kids and the extent to which they're emotionally dysregulated when they don't, they're in withdrawal. They're afraid because now they've basically become dependent on this drug.
On the dopamine,
drug,
on the hit.
That's right. In order to manage their everyday lives, right? To manage anxiety or depression or loneliness. But even separate from that, once our brains are repeatedly exposed to any reinforcing substance or behavior, we essentially adapt to that reinforcer such that over time we need more in order to feel the same response. Mm-hmm. And when we're not getting it, we are literally in withdrawal.
Yeah, all right. And so for the first time, for me as a parent, I realized that I knew these devices and too much exposure was bad for the eyes, bad for this. But for her using the word digital drug and withdrawal symptoms brought it home for me.
Right.
Because even adults suffer with withdrawal symptoms from digital devices. We feel lost without our phones. Even in the loo.
Girl.
Okay? We feel lost when we're going to put them away. We feel disorientated. Now let's bring it in. If we are feeding these kids these devices every day as a coping mechanism for you to deal with them minding their own business so you can get on with your own, what are we breeding? Mm. What society of children are we breeding? And we won't know the ramifications now, but we will see it in the generation that's going to lead us in future, right?
Because we
are the generation that played outside and did all of that. And we, as millennials, have our own way of leading society in 2026. So my instrumental question this morning is this. I'm asking, do you think kids today are actually becoming dependent on devices, right? And as a mom, how are you managing that at home? B, you go out and about. Do you feel kids are dependent on the devices from what you've seen out in the malls and the areas outside?
I think from what I've seen, especially when you're sitting at the restaurant, and I can only speak as someone's auntie, but every time, without fail, you'll always see a child on their parents' phone or on their tablet playing a game or doing whatever. But the point is, the digital device is there.
At a time when you should be eating and having community, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we're delving in. 086-0876-9495. That's our number, 087-086-9495. You can also drop us a WhatsApp, 061-792-9495. Do you think kids today are actually becoming dependent on devices. And moms, how are you managing at home? I will tell you that at the end of the hour, the doctor does give advice on how to manage. Now, Lifestyle and Tech.co.za released an article in September last year where data showed that South African kids are amongst the highest screen users globally, averaging about 9 hours, 24 minutes a day. Teens average around 8.5 hours daily, and younger kids between 8 and 12 years, about 5.5 hours daily. This is all very deeply concerning. And I know for some, they'll say, oh, let the kids be. This is a generation of technology. But we also know that statistics, as well as research, has shown too much screen time that's not developing the brain, basically brain rot. There's a whole series, by the way, called Brain Rot, and there's a reason for that. Actually takes away from the child's ability to be confident. But we'll get into the details of that a bit later on. So I'm asking you a very important question. Do you think kids today are actually becoming dependent on devices? And as a mom, how on earth are you managing? Let's go to La Mercy now. Hi, Zama. How are you?
I'm good, Carol. How are you?
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. I believe you got a five-year-old?
No, I have a nine-year-old.
A nine-year-old.
Yeah, during COVID, he was around three. And obviously, we didn't have much to do, so he was on the device, TV, tablet, phone, the whole day. Then I had a conversation with a doctor friend of mine, and she advised that screen time, a lot of screen time, is not healthy.
Yeah.
So what we started doing is, after school, we'll do his homework, then we'll go outside, we'll either take a walk to the beach, or we'll play outside some soccer, a bit of rugby, touch rugby. But he only gets 2 hours screen time during the week. And 4 hours during the weekend.
So how many hours during the week?
Two
hours during the week, as in Monday, yes. 2 hours, Tuesday, 2 hours, like that?
Correct.
Okay, and then 4 hours on the weekend each day?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And how have you found that's helped? Were you having tantrums being thrown when devices are taken away, withdrawal symptoms, as the doctor alluded to?
So much feeling, so much. He couldn't sit still. Very antsy. So, when I took away the screens, I started to see a difference. And also, I introduced him to reading, which he now really enjoys.
Oh, that's beautiful, Zama. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, and all the best, and well done for intercepting when you saw there was a problem. I think that is really, really good. Well done, Mama. Have a good one. Thanks, Zama. All right, keep it coming. 061-792-9495. So in our household, no screen time, tablet phone time, and TV time Monday to Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, you have access to 2 hours of screen time. On the weekends, you get 4 hours, Saturday and Sunday. Once that time is up, it's up. This includes WhatsApp calls, anything that's got to do with the screen. 4 hours. Once it's done, it's done. You manage it accordingly. And we found that it works. Also, when we ground our kids, it's no screen time. And the term, no screen time, for the whole term. So we found that it actually works, and our kids perform a lot better when they have less screen time. So we asked you, what are your thoughts?
Morning, Carol. This is Dawny from Port Shepstone. I'm a gran, but I'm also a mom because I see how my son and daughter allow their kids to be on phones, tablets, computers, TV all the time. And I feel sorry for the kids, not for the parents, because they're allowing it and because they just don't have the time or the discipline to try and entertain their kids with healthy things to keep them busy, like in the garden or swimming or going to the beach.
Hi, Carol. It's Sharana here. I totally disagree with cell phone parenting, because as your children grow, they are dependent on that device, on the cell phone or on the tab. And it's not just damaging their eyes, but it's damaging their minds also. And I just think that parents should not give their kids a cell phone or a device until they're at the age when they can control what they have to do with it.
Hi, Carol. It's Ingrid. You know, as a mom of three and watching the change over the generations and dealing with an 18-year-old that is obviously always on the phone gaming, I choose to look at it not as an addiction. I don't want to focus on the word addiction here, because children are different today and they have to learn how to cope with the future, which is complex. completely computer science AI based. So I don't think it's a bad thing that they get exposure. Obviously, it has to be monitored and the type of exposure is important. So that's where the parent steps in. But I think it's the way of the future. And I think we need to cut these kids some slack.
Anything in excess is addiction. Food, alcohol, drinks, anything.
It's all about cultivating a digital etiquette in the home. So what are the appropriate times and places for you to be on your device? For me to be on my device, like not at the dinner table, not when we have guests over, not in the bedroom, not late at night. And it's hard, but again, with a 10-year-old, you can get in there. And here's the other important thing, Ida, if you feel you can't do it, it's just too overwhelming, get some professional help. Get a mental health care provider, and there are more and more of them, thank goodness, responding to the call, who have expertise in this area, who can come into the home and help you make a behavioral plan. And then finally, I just want to add, you also need to change the environment. We cannot rely on willpower alone when we have an environment that is constantly inviting us to use our drug of choice. So if you've got screens in every house, devices in every bedroom, you need to change that. And you might even need to think about limiting Wi-Fi to the house.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.